All right, so as these cases of cyclospora continue to rise here in the state of Michigan, although yesterday's jump wasn't as drastic.
Wasn't as much, no.
It was, what, 400 cases?
Something like that, yeah.
So that's good news. Yeah. Maybe it's getting out there that people need to stop eating salad. Oh, God. Get on the pizza diet with the rest of us.
Oh, boy.
Although I still got it, so I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, right.
But there is the question of, like, well, how do you prepare your food then? How do you prepare your fruits and vegetables to make sure you don't get it? Because it sounds like it's more difficult than what most people think. It's not just like a quick rinse.
And you got to ask, you know, if you go out to restaurants, you got to ask if they're following protocol. Because I was in a restaurant yesterday, and a lady next to me at the bar was all into this salad.
Oh.
She was all in. And it had a lot of
different things going on.
Yeah, so.
Diane Kress is the chair and associate professor of the Department of Nutrition and Food Science at Wayne State University and joins us this morning. Professor, it's good to have you. What do we need to keep mindful of when we're preparing lunch or dinner with some of our produce?
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to be here. So I guess the shortest piece of advice is treat your produce the way you treat your other high-risk foods like raw chicken, right? So that's where we are right now. So clean your surfaces before you cook, wash your foods properly, and then wash your hands before you handle them and wash your hands after you handle them. Because like you said a minute ago, these guys are like Velcro. They stick in the food. It's really hard to get them off. So the only way to really kill them and ensure your food is safe is to cook it. But you can use some washing procedures to reduce your risk, right? So cooking is the best way. Washing is the next best way. And I can tell you how you should wash them if you'd like me to tell you that.
Sure. Go ahead.
So don't soak. Don't give your produce a bath because sometimes people will soak in vinegar. That doesn't work for this. So what you need to do is run it under clean, cold water and rub, right? So scrub. Friction is your friend here, trying to get those little Velcro parasites off of your food. Sounds really gross. So you can't do that with berries and things like that. So for those, you know, this is the time to enjoy and eat those. You really need to cook them. So do things like make pies, preserve your food. So make jams and jellies, save them for later, eat them now. But cooking them is really the only way to prevent that, prevent from getting sick.
Professor, I'm glad we have you on because this is a question I wanted to know. When you talk about produce with peels, things like, you know, melons and avocados and oranges and bananas, and a lot of people think that, you know, about washing those, they say, you know, I don't eat the peel, so I don't need to wash them. Is that a mistake?
That is a mistake. So peeling does not make washing unnecessary. What you actually have to wash is the peel on the outside, because when you cut through, what you do is you take whatever's on the outside and you bring it right through the middle of the inside. So wash your peels just the way I told you to wash your other produce, and then wash your hands before touching the inside of the fruit that you're going to eat, and then eat and enjoy that fruit. But don't stop eating your fruit, right? Don't stop eating your vegetables. Don't go on the pizza diet, which I just heard about a second ago. Yeah.
Professor, that was not the news I wanted to hear this morning. Thank you.
I love pizza. Let's be clear.
I know. I get it.
We appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'll talk again very soon.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got it. That's Diane Kress at Wayne State University.
I just want to know because
she's in the Department of Nutrition. If she says don't go on the pizza diet, you got to probably listen.
Well, and, you know, when I think about, like, melons and avocados and oranges and bananas, and, you know, people say, well, you know, it's got a peel. I'm not eating the peel, so I don't need to wash that. No, you still need to wash those peels, too.
Yeah, I mean, again, they've kind of narrowed it down to lettuce, which is
sure
at least more narrow than what we were dealing with last week.
Yeah.
It was just like, well,
it could be
anything.
Berries, could be cilantro, could be blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's the good news. At least we've got a suspected culprit.
Yes.
Here in the lettuce.